This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 668. What to say when you can't give someone directions in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. What happens if someone asks you for directions in English, but you have no idea what to tell them? Find out what to do today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today? How you feeling?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. We're getting into mid-January here. Pretty crazy. Into the first month of the year. And we're talking about directions today. Do a lot of people ask you for directions, Michelle, in New York?
It does happen. And also, they'll ask me either like what, you know, specific directions for like on the street and also about which train to take.
About which train to take. And when you first moved there, did they do that too or not so much?
Maybe not as much. Maybe had a look on my face like I didn't know exactly where I was going, but
I know. So it's funny. Sometimes it happens to me that people ask me for directions, but I'm not like a local. I'm not a native in that city and I don't know what to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That, yeah. And then, and you're just like, but I am proud. Like I remember when I first moved to New York and then people started asking me directions and I knew what to tell them. And I felt like so proud of myself.
I bet you did.
That's funny. But yeah, that definitely happens too, because I'm not very good at directions.
Yeah, I know. It's true. So our listeners, when you guys are in a new country, someone might approach you and ask you for directions. Yeah. And because maybe you have a look of confidence because you listen to All Ears English, so you feel more confident, of course. Making a joke.
Right. Laugh. That's right. That's right. You guys are different. You know what's going on. Yeah.
Different, unique people. So, So guys, let's read this. We have a question today from Ali. Okay. And let's read Ali's question. Michelle, if you could be our question reader, and then
we will do
our best to answer the question. Okay.
Here we go. Hi, Lindsay. I'm Ali. I'm an everyday listener of your show. I'd like to start up with thanking you both for your amazing work. You are both thoughtful, helpful, humorous, and intelligent. You both have very good personality. By the way, I hope it's rewarding. I mean, your work. Oh, thank you. And it is very rewarding.
It is rewarding, of course. Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, get back to point. My question is about directions. If someone asks you a question about how do I get somewhere, I think that's tough, not only for ESL learners, but also native speakers in any language. So I hope you both can help me out by giving wonderful examples. Thank you. Finally, I hope you will both be healthy and be happy. And things would be great. Bye. Have a good one. That was so sweet. I really, that was such a nice message.
Yeah, no, this is good. So answering this question today, I think that I was a little bit confused when I first read this as to whether the person wanted to know what to say when you don't know the answer or when you do. Because those would be two different episodes, right? Yeah. And I think we've done, let me actually just quickly check and see if we have another episode on giving directions when we do know the answer. You could check out 393 where we talked about how to give directions. Okay. That's a good one. But today we're actually going to take this in a slightly different direction and we're going to assume that it's when you don't know what to tell them. You don't know the answer. Okay. Let's say that you're new in a place, right?
Yes.
Or in my case, I've been living in Boston for 5 years, but I'm kind of a Cambridge rat. That means I stay on this side of the river over here, where Harvard and MIT are. I have everything I need here. I have great restaurants, good cafes, bars, smart people. So I don't go to Boston that much. So I'm not really aware of the geography of Boston very well.
Right. Right. I remember I'm getting better, but, In New York, I used to not be very good, like, once you get off the grid downtown.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's hard.
Right. So it's like, oh, you know, I'm really... But yeah. I think I've gotten better at that. I still for sure get confused.
It's all about experience. It's about hours walking those streets. That's how I learned the setup of New York, too, is just by walking the city as much as every day. You know, that's the only way you learn. So, yeah, but it's harder downtown for sure. And Boston is actually just like downtown Manhattan, actually, unfortunately, below 14th Street. That's what it looks like in all of Boston. So it's confusing.
Oh, yeah. I need those numbers.
No, there's no grid here.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Okay, guys. So let's throw out a couple phrases for our listener, Ali, here. In the case that you don't know the answer, you really don't, you're new there or whatever, you just don't know your city very well or the city that you're in. So what's the first one, Michelle?
Okay, so the first one you could say is, oh, I'm new here too. Sorry, I wish I could help.
Okay, good. That's the first one. And then the second one is, I'm really not sure. Maybe you should ask someone else. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. And the next one is, hmm, I think it's to the left, but you should double check on a map.
Right. I think it's to the left. I think it's that way. I think it's around the corner, but you should double check on a map. And then the last phrase is, that's a good question. Let me check it on my map, right? So, Michelle, what do you do personally? Have you ever been in the situation where, you know, someone comes up to you, you give them directions, you're not quite sure if you're right? I mean, what do you usually say when...
If I really don't know, I'll just say, oh, I don't know, I'm sorry. Or if I think I kind of know. I have had it. I remember I got off the train and somebody was like, there was like a little farmer's market and there were two people looking for a restaurant that I actually really, really like. But I was turned around and do you ever get that way where you're like turned around and you're like a little bit confused?
Yeah, I like that phrase. I think that could be... Sorry, keep going with your story and then we'll pull out that phrase.
I was like not coming from my normal route. And so I didn't really exactly know how to explain it to them. Like sometimes you know how to go there yourself, but when you're giving directions, you have to give more detail. Yeah. Right. So I could walk there myself and figure it out, but to give directions. So I was trying, but I do think I took out my phone.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
because now when we say, let me look at my map, we mean our phone, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we want to make sure that we're not sending this person in the wrong direction. That's the hard part.
Exactly. Like,
So some of these phrases help to make sure that we're showing the person we're not 100% confident on what we're saying. You might want to check again, ask someone else. I like that. Right. But I want to pull out that bonus phrase, Michelle, that you used there. You said, I was turned around. Now, you didn't say I turned around. So let's be really clear with our listeners here, right? We're not talking about moving our body necessarily as a verb. You say, I was turned around. What does that even mean?
It's like, I was not coming from my usual direction. Like I was approaching it from a different way.
You were disoriented, right?
Disoriented. That's the better way to put it. Yeah, exactly. I was disoriented because even though I know where it is, I'm coming at it from a different direction and can be kind of hard, tricky to explain.
That's a really good one, guys, that you can adopt into your vocabulary, right? Let's say you you normally come out of the west side stairs of the subway, but this time you came out of the east side stairway.
Right.
And you came up onto the street and you say, oh my God, I'm all turned around. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to get to my place. Usually that happens when I'm with a group of like family or friends that I'm trying to show around the city. Yeah, it's always that you're turned around and then you look like a tourist.
Oh, I hate that. I remember when I studied abroad in London, my parents came to visit me. And it was when they first got there, and it was very cold that day. Yeah. And I wanted to take them to this place, Covent Garden. And I went there all the time.
Yeah.
But we were coming from their hotel instead of from my apartment. And my dad just was like teasing me. He's like, yeah, this is really your favorite place, right? Like I walked them around for so long and it was so cold.
Oh, I could totally see that happening to you, Michelle.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I promise. That happens to me a lot because I am really terrible at directions. And unfortunately, my husband is the same.
Oh, no.
So it would have been good if one of us is like good at directions, but nope, no idea, no clue.
I can totally imagine that. You're all excited to impress your parents with your knowledge of London. And then you're...
Yeah, it's like, oh, look, I've really learned this city. I've been here for a few months. Like, yeah, check me out. Oh, wait, I have no idea where I am.
So you were turned around. It's happened to me before. I know. It's always at the most inconvenient time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're missing key words on this podcast, you need the transcripts. If you want to see how we use the role plays and insert the key vocabulary terms that we teach you, you need the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcript to buy your transcript today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so we have a role play here, Michelle. Let's dive into it. And guys, just to remind you, if you do want to see the role plays written out and be able to follow along, you need the transcripts. So go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get them now.
Yes.
Okay? Okay, so in this case, Michelle, you are a stranger visiting Boston.
Okay.
And I'm a clueless local in Boston. So I'm a local, but I'm confused because I said I'm a Cambridge rat. I don't go to Boston much. I stay in Cambridge. So I don't know Boston.
Can we just quickly say, when you say I'm a Cambridge rat, that might sound funny to our listeners. Like, what does that mean, Lindsay?
Good question. So as you guys might know, I hope you don't think I'm talking about England, Cambridge. So I'm talking about in the city of Boston. Cambridge is the town where Harvard University and MIT are located, but it's across the river from Boston. So it's technically not Boston, but it's just very close. Literally, it's like 2 miles across the or like a mile across the bridge. Okay. But I'm a rat. The rats don't cross the river. Right. So that's just an expression that we use sometimes. We say we stay in one place.
Right, exactly. I'm imagining like you as an actual rat. Like, yeah. So we could explain.
That's
that.
Funny,
but I like that phrase. I like it. That sounds cool.
Good point, Michelle. Good point. Yes, I'm not an actual rat, guys.
No, I don't think our listeners thought that, but it is funny to think about.
Yeah, but no, if you guys do come to visit Boston, you must come across the river and come see Harvard University, come see MIT, come see Harvard Square, get a coffee in this area. Very vibrant area. Lots of smart people, lots of cool stuff going on. Okay.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Okay. Here we go. Let's do it. So.
All right. Oh, hi. Excuse me. Can I ask you a quick question?
Oh, sure. How can I help?
Oh, we're from New York. We're kind of lost. How do we get to Chinatown?
That's a good question. Let me check in on my map.
Oh, we have a map too. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Maybe you should ask someone else.
Okay, no problem. We'll do that.
Okay. So here we threw in a couple of the phrases. What did we use here, Michelle?
Well, let's see. You said, wait, starting off. Here we go. That's a good question. Let me check it on my map.
Yeah, let me check
it. And I like how you said it. You were kind of laughing and it was Why were you kind of laughing?
Well, I was laughing because I'm a Cambridge rat, and these guys caught me. You caught me in Boston,
yeah,
which rarely happens, and you're asking me for directions. So it's funny that I've been living here for 6 years and I don't know my way around Boston.
Yeah, almost in a way, like a little embarrassing, even though it's not. It's like, you're like, oh my gosh, how do I not know this, right?
Exactly. And then I said, yeah, I'm not really sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you should ask someone else. And that was one of the other phrases that we learned. So I think it's better to be honest, even though maybe you lose face.
Yeah.
It's better not to BS, right? Not to lie to people, because then you send them walking in the wrong direction and it just looks horrible. It feels horrible when that happens.
Do you ever ask someone for directions, like
in Boston? Yeah, maybe sometimes. I mean, usually it's just the maps. I feel like asking for directions, unfortunately, is a thing that's going out of style, because
we have our
maps and stuff, our Google phones. So
yeah. Sometimes I do ask, and it's funny because I just like, I'm just like, oh, I hope they all think I'm a tourist. I don't want anybody to think I live here and don't know my way around.
Yeah, totally.
Even though it's reasonable, but it's funny. So I always think of that when I ask directions.
Yeah, I love that. So this is an important skill. I guess it's a skill that probably in the next 10 years, we won't need it anymore. But it is important now, guys, to build connection, to feel confident in a new place, or in the place, let's say, if you are from another country and you're living in Boston or New York part time and someone asks you, you want to be able to say, you know, be honest with the person, because you don't want to send them down a rabbit hole in the wrong direction. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, very cool. So let's finish up for today, guys. Remember, we are only allowing the first 100 people into the Connection Insiders Club to get our new course using the Bridge to Connection method, where we bring you guys to connection. So you can check and see if there are still spots available. If you go to allearsenglish.com/adventure, you definitely want to be in there, guys, because that is the place to build connection, okay, in English. Cool. All right, Michelle, so that's it for today.
Okay, have a good one, Lindsay.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.